to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Tell us how, what got you started. Well, I want to talk about the book first, and you can share your bio or whatever you want to share, but I really want to talk about the book because I have something I want you to answer for me.
Well, let's start there then.
I wanted to talk about, I really like your story because one of the things I really talk about in my practice and in my life is pain to purpose. And, you know, of course, keeping it real on purpose, right? Pain to purpose. I can't tell you how my life has changed from my pain. I had an accident and how my life has changed and my original self kind of came back, you know. But I want to talk about the chapter that really caught my eye because I wanted to know what this really meant because I know you're from another state, so it's probably one of those state words, you know. So it's called Way Enough, and it's chapter three. Way Enough. So tell us about this chapter in general and I want to know about why you named it Way Enough.
Yeah, so Way Enough is actually, it's a rowing term.
Okay.
I was a rower in college, and so there's a lot of, there's tons of commands around, around rowing. And Way Enough is something where when we're out rowing and we have a coxswain. Short for coxies, the person that sits in the front of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And screams commands to us. And so if they want to take control of the boat and they want us to completely stop, the command is Way Enough. The converse of that is let it run. And so if you're out rowing and rowing and rowing and somebody says, let it run, you stop rowing, but the boat completely glides. And so you just let the boat ride out.
Okay.
But with Way Enough, you are actually coming to complete stop. You're checking your oars into the water and you're stopping completely.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. That's a big one. Stopping completely. I like that. So in this story, tell us about the chapter three.
Yeah. So the importance of chapter three really was, it's about me when I was going through college and rowing. And this is where I got exposed to, and this is back in the 90s, right? So I'm going to date myself a little bit.
Okay.
So back in the 90s where mindset training, performance coaches,
Right.
They didn't exist. Right. Like we didn't have any of that. Right. I mean, yeah. I think everybody had the whole, if it doesn't work, rub some dirt in it and you'll figure it out. And we'll go from there.
And keep it moving.
And keep it moving. And as we were joking before the podcast, keeping it real, right?
Yes, just keep
doing your thing.
As real as possible. Yeah.
Exactly. And so we're out there and we're practicing on the water. And what was challenging is I was new to rowing. So I was a freshman at the time and I had never touched I was never in a rowing boat before. And the three gentlemen that I was rowing with, one was from the Czech Republic and the other two had rowed in high school.
Okay.
And we just could not get in sync. We were completely out of control. And our coxswain at the time, Annie, she was like, I'm not going to deal with this.
Right.
And so she started giving us some specific commands to figure out how we could row together and work together. And it was all about finding trust in each other. And so if you can imagine, you know, I don't know if you, and I would highly recommend going out and watching the movie Boys in the Boat.
It was
released at last Christmas, actually, by George Clooney. He was the director, and it gives you a good impression of what rowing is all about. But anyway, so we were out rowing and we were not rowing in sync. And she said, as we were going full rowing, she's like, close your eyes and trust that ultimately something is going to settle in. And we closed our eyes and we started rowing. And next thing we were in sync and we were crushing it. And so it took us a little while to come over that adversity and challenge of working together. But once we did, then we went on and we won multiple, not championships, but every race on the weekends.
Wow,
we were always winning. And it was just really about, I would align this with faith, right? Because I know you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. It's just kind of letting it go. Just let it go and trust the process. And so that's in essence what she did. And that was my first exposure to kind of a mindset training of just really relaxing the body and the mind and let it go and trying to figure out like, all right, we got a point A to B to get to. Just trust me, I'm going to lead you where that's going to go. And so that was my first exposure to it. And the other challenge that came out of that, my experience, was then I started having some challenges with my heart. And it popped up in my rowing. And I didn't think anything of it because, again, I was a young kid. I thought to myself jokingly, I probably had a few too many beers the night before practice and maybe I was dehydrated. I didn't think anything of it. And I just ignored it. But then about almost 20 years later, it came back to haunt me. And that ultimately led to my full diagnosis of atrial fibrillation when I was 38 years old.
Okay.
So that's the emphasis of Weigh Enough was really kind of the beginning of my understanding of what mindset training is and then how I could grow from that and utilize that moving forward in my life.
Okay, great. That's great. And I know I read your book and it's Unlimited Heart. And I just knew, I love, I'm going to tell you, whoever did the graphics had me on in it. It went with everything. Went with every chapter, just so you know, I'm saying that today, but I loved it. And I made notes all over. Sometimes we have different experiences, whatever it is. So I had a car accident. You had a heart issue. And it just seems like we went through the same things. Like we experienced the learning patterns that we learned. It was super. It was great. I was like, oh my gosh, here I am right here.
Yeah.
So tell me what was one of the most learning experiences out of having, you know, that heart issue and learning about it.
Honestly, the biggest thing for me was understanding and embracing my mortality.
That's good.
Because the biggest thing for me, and I don't know why I felt this way, for all of these years, didn't matter what was happening, all that messy stuff that happened between college and by the time I was diagnosed, I thought I was invincible. Truly. I'm like, I'm invincible. I feel great. Like I'm taking on the world. Like nothing's going to beat me down. And then all of a sudden this pops up and it's like, oh, this is my heart. Like this is an issue. And then I just really started to realize like, oh my gosh, I'm 38 years old. I'm like, this could be really bad if I don't take care of it. And so I embraced my mortality, which then in turn helped me to become more grateful for what I have in the day. Right.
That's a really good word.
Yeah.
Grateful.
And that was the biggest challenge for me was, and actually learning was, again, right? We all, everybody jokes. Well, that's why they call today the present, because it's a gift, right?
And, yes.
And but Ed, I will tell you, I strive now to live that way, because, you know, I've dealt with a significant amount of anxiety when I was a teenager, and I overcame that in some ways, and then I started realizing, like, my God, if like I only just live for today and not worry about tomorrow,
it's then an excellent feeling.
I feel free, right?
And yes, you're not under any pressure, and it takes a while to learn that. You know, you got to get in the habit of strategically doing it. You know, it's got to be okay. I'm going to do this. You know, you can't think that you're going to do it like automatically, because your mind is not going to let you do it, right?
No,
but you have to intentionally focus on the moment. Focus on the moment. You know.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.